From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. A woman named Frances Jensen is a neuroscientist. She has been studying the human brain for almost all of her career. But even she was not ready for the job of raising two teenage boys. What made this task so difficult? Trying to find out why intelligent and responsible young people still did stupid things. So Dr. Jensen did what any neuroscientist would do. She studied years of research on the human brain. What she found might clear up some myths or misinformation about teenagers. Myth number one, a teen's body and brain grow at the same pace. When children reach puberty, their bodies change. Teenagers start to look like adults. You might think that their brains are also becoming more like adult brains. Not true, says Dr. Jensen.
The brain is the last organ in the body to mature, and it takes into the mid-20s for it to complete.
Dr. Jensen says if one compares the brain to a puzzle, the teenage brain has many puzzle pieces still not in place. She says the teen brain has a different structure and chemistry from an adult brain. First, Dr. Jensen explains how the brain works. She says we are able to learn through synapses, areas where brain cells talk to each other. The chemicals responsible for synapses are found in high levels in children. Then they drop a little in teenagers, and drop even lower in adults. Dr. Jensen explains that this is why children learn things like languages so easily. Myth number two, the teenage brain is resilient. Another myth Dr. Jensen put to test is how teenagers are able to recover from a bad experience, what we call being resilient. At times, she says, the teenage brain is resilient, but in other ways, it is not. Things like stress and drug and alcohol use can give teens long-term problems. She says drugs and alcohol can especially affect a teenager's intelligent quotient, or IQ. Myth number three, teenagers are lazy. When teenagers stay up late at night and wake up late in the morning, parents may think it is because they are lazy. This lack of action, Dr. Jensen explains, is another myth about teenagers. She says a teen's biological clock is set differently than an adult's. A biological clock controls the body's waking and sleeping processes. She explains that the brain releases a hormone to make you sleepy. An adult releases that sleep-causing hormone around 8:30 at night, but a teenager's brain does not release that chemical until about 11 at night. This leads to a later bedtime, even when the teen has to wake up early the next morning. Dr. Jensen says all this new information can help adults do a better job as teachers and parents. I'm Anna Mateo.